Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news overnight. Scary moments at the White House after investigators say a person may have intentionally driven a U-Haul truck through security. What the Secret Service revealed after midnight about what they found inside.
And temperatures are feeling pleasant. We'll see lots of sunshine for today. I'll show you how the temperatures remain cool as we get through the next few days.
The cost of a new home is falling in the Triangle, but will it last? What to expect as a new report on sales is due out in just a few hours.
And Carolina Hurricanes are in a must-win situation now after falling behind 3-0 against the Florida Panthers. What the team needs to do to bounce back from another tough loss. Well, I woke up to this news this morning. 0 on the scoreboard. I mean, 3 games, and the Hurricanes have scored 3 goals. Totals. Got to give Panthers credit.
I mean, each game has been so close, and yeah. I don't know what's harder, is just to be that close or just to be, you know, dominated. But two really good teams trying to tough it out for the series.
Yep. And that's where we stand this morning on a Tuesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Tuesday. It feels very pleasant out there, refreshing. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, and our high temperatures, it's going to feel more like April than May.
Yeah, it's feeling really nice out there right now. We do have clear skies this morning. Yesterday, you know, we started with a bit of cloud cover and some patchy fog. We're not seeing that this morning. Our wind is coming out of the northeast. It'll be a little bit breezy for today. Right now, 60 degrees. We'll see that number dropping on into the 50s. So we should see widespread 50s by the time we get to 6 or 7 o'clock this morning. It is 52 in Roxboro, 58 in Southern Pines, and 57 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro. But our temperatures around the Triangle are likely to drop a little bit. Warmer than it was yesterday, anywhere from a couple of degrees to 5 to 7 degrees warmer this morning. And our temperatures will climb into the low 70s at lunchtime. We'll be in the mid-70s for this afternoon. We turn a little cooler forward today because our wind will be a little bit stronger out of the northeast. We'll continue to see cool temperatures and, of course, headed for the weekend. We're also headed for some more wet weather. I'll go over the timeline coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. A busy road in Durham is back open this morning after a man was hit by a car. Part of Fayetteville Street near East Cornwallis Road was shut down as police investigated the crash. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker found they cleared the scene around 1 a.m. 4 hours earlier, investigators found a man who had been hit by a car. That man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver stayed at the scene. We're working to find out if that person will face charges.
And back to that breaking news. A driver is in custody after investigators say that person may have intentionally crashed a U-Haul truck through security barriers right near the White House. A spokesperson for the Secret Service tweeted after midnight that the truck had been deemed safe after using a robot to investigate a suspicious package inside. Reporters also spotted a Nazi flag being pulled out of the back. Investigators say the truck crashed into the barriers around Lafayette Square across the street from the White House around 10 o'clock last night. They say charges will be filed against the driver. It is unclear if the crash was intentional.
Thousands of video lottery terminals could be coming to North Carolina's bars and restaurants as state lawmakers consider legalizing them. A bill now in the House would use revenue from the terminals to create a forgivable loan program for community college students. It would also fund initiatives at HBCUs. The bill will be heard today at the House Commerce Committee. State officials say within 5 years, video lottery terminals could generate more than $400 million a year for the state.
Police hope newly released pictures can help them find the people responsible for shooting and killing a man. Take a look at your screen here. Officers in Fayetteville need your help identifying and finding the two people you see here. We're told they're wanted for questioning. Investigators say the shooting happened on Monday near Schmidt Street. Police say they found 37-year-old Joseph Walton dead in the road. Call 911 if you know anything about this shooting.
Happening today, Governor Cooper will take his warning about an expansion of private school vouchers on the road. The governor will visit Washington Elementary in Raleigh to discuss what he calls a state of emergency for public schools. He says a series of Republican-backed bills to spend more on private schools would worsen the problems facing public schools, including that ongoing teacher shortage. Republicans say their goal is to expand education options for parents.
Still no new debt ceiling deal on the table this morning as you wake up. We are now just 9 days away from a potential default that could strike up major economic concerns for everyone. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called yesterday's meeting productive, but negotiators did not reach any agreement. House Democrats say they plan to reach out for votes across the aisle in hopes of forcing a vote to raise the debt ceiling. The looming deadline is June 1st. Durham County Sheriff's Office is investigating after dozens of shots were fired into a house. It happened on Dodge Avenue in the northeastern part of the county Monday morning. A person living at that home told us 43 bullets hit the house. Some cars were hit outside as well. She said the shots just missed her mother, who was sleeping inside. No arrests have been made.
New rules for visitors at Wake County Public Schools are in the works. The Board of Education's Policy Committee will look today at a proposal aimed at keeping kids safe. It clarifies the rules for anyone visiting school, including employees. Those include requiring ID, a background check, and a staff chaperone while a visitor is in a school building. The full school board will need to sign off on the new policy before it takes effect.
The Trump Organization is being subpoenaed over its business deals in foreign countries. New York Times reports federal prosecutors are looking for information about real estate deals in several countries, including China, France, and Saudi Arabia. A source tells the Times prosecutors are zeroing in on dealings in countries that may have been interested in classified materials found at Mar-a-Lago. A 12-year-old and a 6-year-old are now the center of an armed robbery investigation.
What they're accused of doing to a woman and the weapon they used to help them get away.
Plus, you want to check your kitchen this morning. We'll explain why nearly 5 million waffle makers are being recalled.
And here's a live look outside at downtown Raleigh, the General Assembly building. It's going to be another nice day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking why our temperatures are below normal.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40 and it's a quiet morning out there. Our skies are clear. It feels nice, 57 in Wilson. The whirligigs are spinning just a little bit, and you'll probably notice it's a bit breezier today than it was yesterday, especially as we get into the afternoon. 60 right now in Durham and in Fayetteville, but temperatures are likely to drop on into the 50s here in the next couple of hours. We take a look at heading out the door this morning. Again, nice and quiet. It's just going to be a pretty day. Walking the dog this morning, temperatures should be in the mid to upper 50s in most places. By lunchtime, 71, and it will be a cooler afternoon. Instead of low 80s, we're looking at mid to upper 70s for highs this afternoon, but still looking absolutely beautiful. We have 70s in the forecast into the weekend, but we do also have a pretty good chance of rain, especially Saturday. I'll outline that for you coming up. Elizabeth, thanks. We'll get a new snapshot of the housing market in several hours at 10 this morning. Here in the Triangle, we've seen prices drop for months when it comes to the cost of buying a home. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now with what we expect to learn today from a new report on home sales. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Yes, well, the March report showed that the housing market is resilient right now and continuing to be resilient. But with this report coming out today, we'll learn if that's still the case. It showed that buyers are still interested in turning toward new homes instead. Now, prices have been coming down in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. The latest report from the National Association of Realtors shows the median sales price for a home in the Raleigh area was $420,000 in the first 3 months of this year. And that's a 4.3% drop in a year and a big fall from the peak price of $476,000. In the Durham Chapel Hill market, the median sales price dropped to $412,000, and that's just down 1.3% from the year before. Some experts believe the price decline could be short-lived because of the intense housing inventory shortage. The latest report for the month of April will be released later this morning at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A 12-year-old and a 6-year-old are at the center of an armed robbery investigation this morning. Charlotte Mecklenburg police say a woman told them two kids approached her in the parking lot, asked to borrow her phone to call their mom, and then ran off with it. It happened over the weekend at an apartment complex. Investigators say the woman chased after those kids, and that's when the 12-year-old pointed a BB gun at her. Police posted this to social media here, showing the gun they found inside the child's home. The 12-year-old is facing charges. The 6-year-old is not.
We now know the name of the pilot who died in a single-engine plane crash in Orange County. A preliminary report from the FAA shows the pilot was 68-year-old John Bofinger of New Jersey. He was the only person on board when the plane crashed Sunday. Cause of the crash remains unknown. The final report from federal investigators could take a year or more to be released. We've also learned the pilot who was severely burned in this plane crash the same day in Warren County is from that area. The Warren County Sheriff did not identify the pilot, who is in critical condition in the UNC Chapel Hill burn unit. We're told the plane was taking off from a local airstrip in Macon when it crashed and burst into flames. FAA investigators were on the scene trying to figure out what happened.
It's pretty safe to say the bounces just haven't been going the Hurricanes' way in the Eastern Conference final. After another tough night in Florida, the team now faces possible elimination tomorrow night. WRS Casey Hintz is in Florida with the takeaways from Game 3 and what needs to change before Game 4.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes will meet back here at FLA Live Arena later today as they're now facing a do-or-die, win-or-go-home Game 4 tomorrow night after a tough, disappointing 1-0 loss last night to the Florida Panthers. They came out and did exactly what they wanted to do early, putting shots on Sergei Bobrovsky, creating chances. But the Panthers score on their lone power play. In turn, the Hurricanes don't score on either of their two power play opportunities. They don't even get a shot off in this one. Special teams, that was the difference.
A couple games in a row now we've lost that one, and that's the game, really. So we got to win the special teams battle, and then I think we'll have a better chance of winning the game.
I think you get one, and then we're going back home, and we know what we can do in our building. Obviously, we didn't do it the first two games, but that building gives us a lot of juice. So we get the one here next game. That's our sole focus is to get that game, and I think we come out with the same effort we did tonight, and we're going to give ourselves a great chance at it.
Now, Jordan Martineau continued on there. We're going to come out guns blazing tomorrow night, and there's no doubt this team will do exactly that as they now face, like I said, this win-or-go-home situation. Only four teams ever have come back from an 0-3 deficit. The Canes will start chipping away at that tomorrow right here in Florida. For now, Casey Hintz, WRAL Sports, Sunrise.
Legendary pro golfer Tiger Woods won't be hitting the green at the U.S. Open. The 15-time major champion withdrew from the U.S. Open late Monday. It comes as he continues recovering from recent surgery. This withdrawal also comes just months after Woods walked away from the Masters. His injury stemmed from the severe crash he had in 2021. The U.S. Open is next month in L.A.
Before we make breakfast this morning, you want to double check one particular appliance. Nearly 500,000 waffle makers are under recall because of burn risk. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the warning is for the Power XL waffle makers. The company has received 44 reports of problems with the product. 34 resulted in burns. 3 people needed medical attention. Hot pieces of the waffle or stuffing can be expelled from the waffle makers either during the cooking process or when opening the iron. If you have this product, contact Empower Brands to receive a free latch adapter and repair instructions.
Nearly 5 million candles sold at Target are being recalled because they can break while they're in use. There have been 137 reports of threshold glass jar candles breaking, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. On 6 occasions, someone was cut or severely burned. These candles were sold between August of 2019 and March of 2023. For a list of candles being recalled and for information on how to get a refund, go to WRAL.com, search recall.
Well, this could be an electric shock for you. The power bill you have now could double in the next couple of years. Tonight at 6, WRAL investigates a warning from a state expert on electricity prices. It came during 2 minutes of testimony in days and days of hearings on Duke Energy's latest rate hike request. This steep price we could all pay and when for cleaner and more reliable electricity tonight at 6.
It is 4:47 and our temperature's feeling very pleasant out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with our dry start.
Yeah, it feels nice out there this morning. Our humidity remains low. It's going to be nice and bright. That sunshine is going to be beautiful as we see that sunrise. 60 degrees currently around the triangle. That temperature is likely to dip into the upper 50s for a few hours this morning. And then we ramp back up to around 70 degrees at lunchtime. Our dew point's still nice and low at 51. That makes it feel comfortable. You'll notice this afternoon it feels a little breezier here than yesterday. We're going to see steady winds out of the northeast at about 15 and then gusts up to around 20. Not anything that's going to toss your trash cans around, but it'll be just a touch breezy this afternoon. Around town, temperatures are going to feel great. We'll see partly cloudy skies, 78 in Raleigh, 77 in Durham, and 81 degrees in Fayetteville. So hopefully you can get outside and enjoy it. If you have the afternoon off, this is fun. The ACC Baseball Championships are at the DBAP this week at 3 o'clock today. UNC plays Georgia Tech. 3 o'clock temperature 77. It'll be 76 at 5 o'clock. I mean, any excuse to get outside, right? And then at 7 o'clock, NC State plays Duke. At 7 o'clock, 81. And at 9 o'clock, 65. So just a lovely evening. It's not the Durham Bulls, but some exciting college baseball out there at the DBAP for today. Muggy meter feeling great still. As long as we can keep it in the 50s this time of year, it feels very comfortable. It does climb a little bit Saturday to 57. Of course, Saturday looks like it's going to be a wet day for us, and we're going to get into that coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll walk through Futurecast and talk about when and how much rain we could see over the weekend. Our normal high is 82, and we're going to keep it below that. As a matter of fact, check out Saturday. We dropped the temperature for Saturday just a little bit back into the upper 60s because we've bumped up the chance for rain on Saturday. As we get closer and closer to the weekend, of course, we'll be fine-tuning that forecast, but we are trending wetter Saturday, unfortunately, for everybody who has plans. How about 90-degree days at RDU? Our temperatures are 60s and 70s for this week. So far, we've had zero 90-degree days, and the May average is 2. Our normal first 90-degree day is May 11th, and it is likely that we're going to get through the month of May with zero 90-degree days. Taking a look at our weekend, trending wetter Saturday at 70%, 40% on Sunday, and 20% on Monday. Again, I'm going to walk you through Futurecast for the entire weekend coming up. It may be that the rain begins late Friday, and then we move back to some scattered thunderstorms on Sunday, and Monday looks like the driest day of the weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. More changes are rolling out at the DMV to help cut down on wait times. We'll explain the new feature that's helping relieve drivers that does not requiring going to the office.
Plus, this morning, we're exploring a new place in downtown Raleigh where you can go to paint and unwind. It is all new, and it is next.
It is 4:53. Good morning, Apex. As we look live at Salem Street, we are staying nice and dry this morning. Get ready for a terrific Tuesday temperature-wise, the highs getting into the upper 70s.
Happening today, Chatham County Commissioners will meet this morning for the first of three budget work sessions this week. They'll be discussing all of this construction that you see here and how it's affecting the taxes people pay. The county manager is proposing a budget that keeps the property tax rate the same as it is today at 66.5 cents per $100 of a home's assessed value. WRL's Matt Tallhelm shows us who's paying for all this growth.
The county is expecting a big increase in the amount of money it collects from all the fees for new development over the next year.
Heather Johnson's seen the change in Chatham County.
Well, quite a bit.
From her storefront down the street from the county seat.
People didn't want others to come, but they're here, and so now our county seems to be embracing that.
The growth is good for her business at Pittsboro Print Plus.
For a small business, we need to have the people who have a demand for our services and products in order to stay here. So I'm really excited about the growth.
Construction crews are moving dirt and building up the county from the Mosaic development at Chatham Park to the cleared land for VinFast's electric vehicle factory and Wolfspeed's semiconductor chip plant.
Well, they're bringing a lot of money, but they're bringing in people, too.
The county's proposed budget focuses on preparing for that growth. The county expects a 19% increase in sales tax revenue. Fees collected from permits and building inspections are expected to soar 78%. That's mainly from new commercial and industrial projects. Those increases help make up for an expected 20% drop in revenue at the Register of Deeds office due to a slowdown in real estate activity.
We can't expect residential development to pay for all of the services that are needed in our county.
The budget adds 36 new positions in the county to help manage those services needed for all the growth.
There are new subdivisions going up everywhere. There are new stores. There's
Sarah DiStefano wonders how long the development will save taxpayers from the next rate hike.
You're also going to have a need for additional infrastructure as far as water, sewer, those kind of things are an issue right now in Chatham County.
The proposed budget fully funds Chatham County schools, including a request for an increase of $5 million. Matt Tallhelm, WRAL News, Chatham County.
DMV is offering more online services, which should cut down on wait times. If you have a North Carolina ID card, you can renew it online. Teenage drivers with a level 3 full provisional license can upgrade to their Class C license. That's the one you get when you turn 18. You can use these online services if it has been less than a year since your license expired.
There's a new place to paint in downtown Raleigh. Air Force veteran and mom Juanita Cotton just opened a paint and sip in downtown Raleigh. She can draw anything you want, cartoons, celebrities, even your pet. All you have to do is paint and unwind.
You know, and I want this space to be a non-judgmental space where people can come and leave all their problems out the door, whether it be from work, relationships, or just any kind of stress. They can come here and just connect and just let their hair down and have a, like a really good time.
Sounds wonderful, right? You can drop in to paint or plan a party. Look for this story on WRAL.com. Gambling could be expanding in North Carolina. Coming up at 5, how the bill could help secure funding for education in the state if passed.
It's a tough one. Make or break game tomorrow for the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Florida Panthers. It'll be game 4, and they face elimination in their quest for staying alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And a new option for pet owners when it comes to vet visits. We'll tell you about the telehealth option Walmart. Yes, Walmart is rolling out today.